Orchat. Before eating the carapaz, the minig is to wash our hands. As we say in the Seder, Kadesh, Orchat. First we do Kiddush, then we wash, and then we go into carapaz. So what's the idea of washing before the carapaz? So the truth is, it's seemingly Mefurash Gemara, but the Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav Mem Aleph that Kol Shit Vulev Mashke Tzarech Netilas Yadayim, anything which is dipped into liquid, if you're dipping some food into liquid, then you need to wash Netilas Yadayim. And the Rishonim explain over there how that works regarding the various gezeiros. We're not going to go into all the details, but it's based on the fact that Stam Yadayim Shnius L'tumah, hands before the washing are considered to be Shnius. If they touch liquid, then it becomes a rishon, which in turn will make your food into a sheni. Okay, so the point is, there's a Gemara that says that one needs to wash before dipping their food into liquid. Does this halacha still apply nowadays? Tosfos Dibra Maschil Kol in the sugya over there, Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav Mem Aleph, says that Bizman Hazeh, where we don't eat our chulin b'tahara, then there's no chayvus netila before dipping into liquid. But most Rishonim hold that it would apply even nowadays, in the same way that washing hands for bread applies nowadays. And it's a machlekas. Tosfos says not now would not apply nowadays. Other Rishonim say it would. La halacha mechaber paskins that one should wash the hands nowadays without a bracha, and as late paskin the Mishnah Berurah as well. Lemaisa, as we know, the minhag olam, generally speaking, through the year, is not to wash the hands. Many people do, but there is a general minhag of people to mekel. And Aruch HaShulchan already speaks out that the minhag olam seems to be to rely on the Shittas Tosfos, who says it does not apply nowadays. Either way, whether or not there's a chiyuv to if we want to wash the hands before dipping food into liquid, it would seem that everyone would agree that if it's less than a kazayas that one's dipping, then there should not be any washing, and should not be any chiyuv netila nowadays. And therefore, there's a shtikla kasha, which the Bir Halacha asks on the Shulchan Aruch. This Bir Halacha is in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, Dibur Maschil Pachas Mekazayas. It says, once we have less than a kazayas for karpas, then why washing? Because the Siman Kuf Ches, the Mechaber paskens that if a person has less than a kazayas of bread, he does not need to wash. Lemaisa, they bring the in Shairis Shuvas Chaim Shaul. He answers like this. He says, since this was something which was always done, a washing before carapace was always done, therefore the Shulchan Aruch did not want to be oika this minig of washing before carapace. What does he mean? He means like this. Meikadin, carapace, one could have more than a kazayas originally. And therefore, presumably, people were a bit hungry, and presumably they had more than a kazayas. And therefore, if they had more than a kazayas, they'd need to wash. It happens to be that the Mechabas told us that one should not eat more than a kazayas, because as we mentioned when discussing the halachas of karpas, you're going to end up with a sofik bracha achrona, if you have more than a kazayas. The Mechabas says one should have less than a kazayas. But therefore, it comes out that it's because of a technicality that we have less than a kazayas. But traditionally, it was probable that they had more than a kazayas, and therefore they had to wash. And therefore, he didn't want to remove the minig yisrael of washing. Now, Maisa, either way, it's important to know the Chok Yaakov speaks out that the netila before karpas is actually one of the shinuyim that we do in order for the children to ask. And it also explains the fact that we've brought out that really mi'ikadin there shouldn't be a need to wash. It would also explain why there's different minhagim of some people where only some siddurim where only the balabais washes. In Maril, he brought down that he says that the Marash wrote that the guests do not need to wash, only the balabais. The Maisa Maril, the Marivail, who Makpid everyone would wash. We can understand now maybe why in some siddurim not everyone washed their hands, because if we're having less than the kazayas. Can this washing of the hands be done before Kiddush, like is done all year round? So the Tor writes that, yeah, a person who normally washes his hands before Kiddush, then on Lel Seder they can also wash their hands before Kiddush for the sake of the eating of the carapaz. Lemaisa, though, the Siyasa brings B'Shem the Rosh, that if he called Amin Hagim, one should not wash before Kiddush. What's the reason for this? Why should this night be different to all of the nights regarding washing? So the basic idea is there's going to be a difference between tonight and the other Shabbos Yom Tovim, or there might be a difference between the washing for Karpas and the washing for Hamotzi. So Rabbeinu Yerucham differentiates between Pesach and Shabbos and Shai Yom Tovim. That on Pesach normally you're able to make Kiddush on bread, and therefore you're able to wash before Kiddush, because in theory you're washing for bread, and in theory you could be making Kiddush ala pas. Whereas on Seder night, where you cannot make Kiddush ala pas because one of the Arba Kosos is Kiddush, therefore you cannot wash before Kiddush. That is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Darkei Moshe brings B'Shem HaMaharil that there's going to be a big hefsek between Kiddush and actually eating Hamotzi. He says even though you also need to wash for Karpas, and if there's not such a big hefsek at all, it's literally just Kiddush going straight into Karpas, but it's no good because it would look like since you're making Hamotzi much later on, it would look like if a person is washing before Kiddush and then going straight into Karpas, it'll look like it's washing for Kiddush and not washing not the Tzarech Karpas, and therefore it looked like we're passing like Beis Shammai, who says that Kiddush needs washing. The Bach says on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, then it's not a hefsek to have Kiddush between your washing and Hamotzi, because Nir Kiddush is required for the Suda, because in Kiddush have Makom Suda, and therefore washing for your bread is appropriate before Kiddush. But on Pesach, there's no shaykh between the Kiddush and the dipping of the karpas, and therefore it's considered to be a hefsek. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, since those who wash before Kiddush normally will make a bracha of Anetilas Yadayim, and now on this washing for karpas, there's no bracha, people might make a mistake and may end up making a bracha. L'maaseh, Rama Paskins.